Ken Paplowski at the Siletz Bay Music Festival. I am here with Jason Rouse, who formerly of the Third Floor, which sadly has broken up.
Yeah, I happily dissolved.
Happily dissolved.
I think is what, yeah, we've hung
like
it up.
Like a lozenge.
Absolutely. The flavor till the very end was
good.
Was very potent.
It
yeah.
was.
It was 20 years.
20 years. That's 20 incredible. Years.
It is.
And that's a really great long run. And you did so much great work.
Yeah. And I got to be involved from 17 of those 20 years.
Well, that's amazing.
Yeah. It's a long time. I was a fresh baby at the beginning when they brought me in. And
a fresh baby?
Yeah. Right off the street, they took me in, swaddling clothes and raised me up. Yeah.
And they raised you up.
Yeah. So, yeah, we just wrapped up 20 years at ART with a big sold out reunion show, and
which I wish I could have seen but heard was out of this world.
Yeah, 35 returning cast members of like the 50.
Oh, for heaven's sake, that's a lot.
It was madness. It was the most beautiful evening I could have imagined. The whole day was great, spending the whole day with everybody. And
I bet. Like, you really just get to enjoy what you accomplished and then celebrate with how good you are at it.
I mean, yeah, ultimately, I mean, you get to see people you haven't seen in years, and then you...
Who came back that was surprising, or...
The founding cast member who I'd never met, there's only one that I'd never met, her name was Laura Farbrother, and she was there, and so I got to meet her, and I'd spent years seeing, like, her, you know, on tape, some of her old stuff, and thought she was great, so I was very excited, but... you know, our Brandon Campbell came back, and Brian Coffey, and just everyone from in town who I haven't worked with. And I hadn't done a show with them in about 7 years, seven years. So even just going back was exciting. But then to get to see really old sketches being performed, I mean, that's where it was at that night. There was, you know, a packed house up in the stands, and we were crammed in the... And the VOMs, you know, trying to catch a peek.
That's so interesting because, I mean, historically speaking, when you look back in time, if you look like at a Nichols and May sketch, you are peeking back into time because the things that people are making fun of are all topical.
Yeah.
So that must be kind of a blast. It's like a historical look at the world through comedic eyes.
It was a fun time machine to go into. And you know, the first sketch pitched and performed was done that night, and it still was funny, and people still laughed because it was still funny. It was well performed. There are people on stage who hadn't performed in almost 20 years, I think.
Oh, wow.
And I just couldn't believe it. I wouldn't have passed it up for the world. So it was a very fitting end to a great 20-year run for all those people. Yeah, it was great.
So now you're starting something all new, and that's really why we got together.
Yeah.
I mean, not really, but it's one of the reasons.
It's one of the many reasons.
Yeah, and that's really exciting. It's a new show called Wonderland. Mm-hmm. And Jason's going to tell us all about it.
Yeah, well, Wonderland is a sketch comedy show, and there's five cast members in it. Mm-hmm. Myself, Lori Ferraro, Ted Douglas, Andrew Harrison, Tony St. Clair.
Oh, neat.
Who lives in Chicago now, but
will
relocate for 6-7 weeks to rehearse and perform the show. So we're very excited that Tony's
fantastic.
Coming back. And, you know, I've worked with these guys for, I mean, essentially 17 years. Mm-hmm. We've all done Third Floor together, and we've all done various things together. But this show is, it's an original show. It's very much where we're at. It's character-based. Comedy. I mean, we're not tackling the big subjects. We're tackling what you should order at certain restaurants and what you shouldn't. Mm-hmm. Convenience store wisdom.
Those are the funny
cloning.
Things.
Those are. It's
They're
just
the things that you actually every day you're
exactly,
thinking about.
Exactly. Like, should you order spaghetti at a country kitchen? Probably not.
Right.
So it's about 80 minutes.
Two acts with an intermission.
Just one act. Uh-huh. It'll be like 70, 80 minutes, but it's pretty fast-paced. Mm-hmm. And we're just really excited to do it. Like I said, I haven't done a proper sketch comedy show in a couple years.
Who are your favorite characters in this show? I mean, how many characters do you...
Will I play?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
More than...
I will probably play... I'll probably... We're all hovering around, I think, 10.
Oh, my gosh, that's a lot.
I think we're all hovering around 10. And I don't want to give too much... I mean, my favorite characters in the show are not ones that I play.
So you can't... Could you be one right now? I mean, I kind of hate when people ask me to do that. They're like, can you sing that song? I'm like, no.
I couldn't because it would make... They're so... The stuff I tend to do is sort of quiet and subtle and reactionary. Mm-hmm. I'm never going to come out and be the headliner of a sketch.
Uh-huh.
I just don't prefer that.
You like the support.
I like that. I like to come in and react.
I like singing backup. I mean, it's fun. Yeah,
it's great. It's great. And I... so we have, you know, we have... I've got the A-team going. You know, Lori Ferraro just cannot be touched. She's so wonderful.
Yeah, she really is.
And Ted, like, you know, Ted ran the third floor for almost 20 years. Mm-hmm. And Andrew is, you give him a couple choice things. And then Tony is our, you know, he's our cleanup hitter. He's going to come in and do what only Tony can do, mm-hmm. which is just stammer around with a deep voice and look confused, tell stories, you know. So... It's a big show. We cover a lot of subjects, and we're at the Siren Theater, which we're excited about, which is in Old Town, on Davis, and it's right in the heart of like that club district. Mm-hmm. But it's early enough that you'll be able to park.
We're excited about that. Parking is becoming a major topic of conversation in Portland.
Oh yeah,
parking and traffic. Now I know they're important things, but you know it's just so funny. Well, should we do it? But what about parking? Like people park. They find a place to park.
Yeah, you do.
They you park.
Yeah.
You drive, and then you find a little space, and you park in it.
I always feel that way, but I always think people are going to show up. When we did the show at ART, there was a Timbers game that night.
We were just talking about that.
And I thought we're doomed. Dead. Yet, you know, 220-plus people turned up. And none of them were late. We started on time.
No helicopter pad?
No helicopter. We didn't.
Dang.
No, we're flying Tony in that way. That's just part of his rider.
Oh, I would love to see him come in like all James Bond.
That's how he comes in everywhere. He's circling overhead right now.
What? Tony! Hey!
How are you doing, Tony? But, you know, it's a really fun, fresh spot in town.
Mm-hmm.
Shelley McClendon of the Liberators and mm-hmm. Bad Reputation Productions, it's her space. It's really turning into this new performance space in downtown, which, you know, spaces are, we're losing spaces like crazy in Portland
already.
What time
is your show? I know you're August 5 through 20.
Yeah, we're at 8 o'clock. Doors at 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
Nice, easy show. Get a drink before.
So there's cocktails.
You can get a drink at the Serenity Bar. There's a bar inside, so you can have a beer, a glass of wine. You can have a soft drink.
Nice.
There's bathrooms there, if you can believe it.
And there's some parking.
Apparently, yeah, there is. I've never had a problem parking when I go to an 8 o'clock show there, ever. And, you know, it's great. It's going to be daylight out. You can come in. It's going to be a lot of fun. You know,
at the end, it'll still be daylight.
There'll still be daylight. Yeah, it's a weird experience for me, but I still like it. And it's, I think... I'm getting slightly older, and so I'm cheered when it's still daylight and I'm done with my sort of evening plans.
I like it too.
Because I feel like, oh, I still have,
there's
this is okay.
There's something left. There's still a day, something. And
I still want that in my life.
Me too. I like the light.
So that's what we're doing. And like you said, we're doing it August 5th through the 20th.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be two Thursday shows.
Oh, nice.
Because people like going to shows on Thursday. They tell
8
me.
O'clock.
8 p.m.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Yeah, the second 2 weeks, so it's three weekends. Mm-hmm. We're going to open on a Friday, do a Saturday, mm-hmm. and then we'll do Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock, and you can get your tickets at our website, wonderlandportland.com.
www.wonderlandportland.com.
That's it, and you can, you know.
And there's a Facebook page, too.
There is a Facebook. It's facebook.com/wonderlandportland.
Nice.
And you can like it. Which would be great, and so we'll send you a little reminder to come to the show.
Like it.
Which people want to do. We want you to like it. We want you to look at our photography that the wonderful Andy Batt,
mm-hmm.
Andy Batt Commercial Photography did. He's done all the shows that I've worked on for the last 6 years. I'm almost phobic to go anywhere else now. There's no one else that can touch what he does.
So has he taken a photograph of Tony St. Clair parachuting in, or?
Well, he will. What we had to, we had to get creative because Tony refused to fly in for one day to do a photo shoot.
Did he just like Photoshop his head on stuff?
I considered it. I thought, well, we can do this. Well, we can just
put it on like some crazy bodybuilder, six supers, or a woman for that matter.
There's so many ladies,
anybody.
So many options. What we ended up doing
or
was
a bird.
We brought in a friend of ours, and we put them in a large rabbit's, a bunny suit. And that was how we
Harvey.
That's what we dealt. It's a really long haired white rabbit outfit.
So it totally looks like Tony.
It's exactly like Tony, and people don't even question it. They're like, "Oh, is that Tony?" And I'm like, "Yeah." Not is Tony. Why is Tony covered? Just that's probably Tony.
How can you actually answer that honestly? Like, is that Tony? And you'll say, "It's a rabbit."
Yeah.
I mean, then you're like not lying, but
yeah.
You're still lying.
Of course, that is Tony. We said we cast someone as Tony, and that's Tony.
Oh,
but also, who is Tony, and what is Tony?
And how? And Tony is so many things.
And it's funny
partially rabbit.
That's a nice chunk of our show is answering, actually, honestly, asking the questions of, like, who is Tony?
Wow.
And what is Tony? Yeah.
Well, that's going to draw a lot. You should be, that's important.
I know, I'm burying the lead a little bit. We're finally getting to the bottom of Tony St. Clair.
You're going
to
get to the bottom of Tony?
As much as we can.
Personally, it's kind of gross.
I don't know.
See the bottom of Tony?
I don't know what's going to happen. We're going to, I'm leaving some of it open to Tony. I'm going
to
say.
Open to Tony? What? All the, you everything you're saying is like, it's kind of exciting me and kind of, it's
that's
a little
what I want.
Unnerving.
What, no, it should be. It's,
how much of Tony are we going to see?
We're going to see his inside a lot more.
Whoa.
It's his psyche. He's going to be, we're not allowed to do nudity at the place. And we're all comfortably in middle age.
It reminds me like an old time movie when they cut the top of the head off and they open it up, or like Monty Python, and then you'd see like the
it's
ticking
sort of like
clock
that.
And like
it's
doing and like maybe a jack in the box.
Exactly, gongs and walks and things.
And like a little lady on a hamster wheel.
Yeah, yeah. We're gonna get into that with Tony. And we've designed something to a device to help us do that. That'll be a lot of fun.
Oh, that's so cool. Is it like the Invisible Woman back when I was a kid and you did that model that had and you saw the insides?
Yeah, cool. No, it's I don't want to say. I don't want to give.
No,
it away.
No, it's all right. It's all right. You get to.
I'll
see
tell you when
Tony.
We're not recording. But you're gonna. Right. You're gonna. Tony is going to be able to express himself and have an existential crisis.
Express himself.
I know.
Wow. I just thought. Never mind.
He's been away a long time. He's been in Chicago.
So oh, it's so cool.
He's gonna tell us what he's learned. It's just a really fun show. I've been asked recently to people to ask me how, like, what's the show about? What's in it? And I really. I'm so bad at promoting because I have no idea what to tell them. It's so many.
You have to
things.
Trust that these artists are incredibly skilled at what they do. They're going to make you laugh. You're going to have a fantastic time.
It's kind of a
courageous trust in comedy.
I feel like it's a guarantee. I feel like for the 20 years the Third Floor was around, we didn't let you down too often.
No,
we figured out how to do it, which
right.
is sort of nice that. You know, we're not cocky enough to think that everything we do is cool, but our kind of rule of thumb, Ted always told me the rule of thumb is if it makes us laugh, we're going to do it.
Right.
And so for 17 years, this is what I've done. If it makes me laugh, let's just do it.
That's why you still look so good, because you've been laughing a long time.
I feel, probably, yeah. I feel good.
It's medicine.
It is. And I'm really lucky to be associated with people, especially the four people I'm doing the show with, who make me laugh
right.
every day. We'll rehearse this evening,
mm-hmm.
and I know that for 3 hours, I'll just feel good, and it will be creative, and our rehearsals have really developed into these wonderful things over the years where we have the piece written, and that's because some people wonder about sketch comedy and improv, or they think, oh, it's the same, and it's, you know, improv comedy is created on the spot, and sketch comedy is written and it's refined. They're just tiny little plays that you do, these really tiny, and you know, we write these pieces and we rewrite them, and then we get in together in rehearsals and we massage them and we improvise within them and we make them better, and we're constantly creating and
open Tony up
close sometimes
Tony down,
close Tony down
open close
exactly
TikTok.
And it's just the best way to do it, and we're just doing these revisions day after day, week after week.
This keeps coming up, but I always love this type of artistic process. It's so fun. And to get in a room with creative artists is
mm-hmm.
just literally why I do what I do. I
yeah.
know it's why you do what
yeah.
you do. And I really hope that people will come, well, obviously come see the show, but
yeah.
also like start kind of experimenting, looking at artistic process, because it makes you happy. It's fun.
It
applies to your whole life.
You can use it everywhere.
You can use it anywhere. You can order a latte and it can be fun.
It can. And it you know, people, I don't know, I find myself open more to people mm-hmm. in public and more willing to smile at someone or just be open or talk to a stranger if they, you know what I mean? It's just wonderful. And you talk about the artistic process. I've been lucky to work with Hand to Mouth Theater a couple times.
Mm, they and do great work.
They do, and their process is really beautiful because they do start with an idea, and then it's scripted, and then they will throw that out and create something new. And I've just been lucky with everyone I've ever worked with. You just the pieces that you learn from them and that you kind of put into your own sort of, you know, your new recipe of how you're doing it. And
well, and the fact that you keep doing it with really great people is a testament to your talent and your open-heartedness and all the great things you bring to the table.
Maybe. And just Mavens are very lucky.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm really lucky.
It's all that stuff.
Yeah. I'm really lucky to have met Ted Douglas 20 years ago now. 20 years ago I met him, and or 18 years ago, and to have been able to work with him and with those other folks, and then to, you know, have met Lori Ferraro and to get to work closely with her, and
the rest is history.
And the rest is history, and the rest now is Wonderland, which it does feel like a wonder. It's just this really magical little strange world that we've created, that we've been creating forever, and this new incarnation feels really natural and a lot of fun. And We're excited to do it eight times.
He dropped the pin.
I dropped my pin.
Just so you know, he dropped the pin. I dropped my pin.
I'm so sorry.
Horrifying.
World.
So how much are tickets?
Tickets, we're going to go between 18 and 25.
Mm-hmm.
Online, they're cheaper. There's a price at the door. There's a VIP seat, and the VIP seat is pretty exciting.
You get to see inside Tony Moore.
You get to visit. You get to sit with Tony,
Tony.
Before the show, backstage.
Okay, you're kidding.
No, I'm kidding.
Because I was thinking that might sell some tickets. I just want to make sure people understand.
Now I want to do that for Tony.
VIP is you sit with Tony.
You get to sit with Tony on stage during the show.
I've always wanted to do a show where I put my makeup on with the audience, just because I thought it would take the pressure off. Like you
That's
already
interesting.
Met them,
yeah.
And then you're like, I'm gonna be out there in a minute, and it's gonna be weird because I'm gonna think, what are you thinking about me? But if I meet you before, then I'll be like, oh, hi, we already were friends.
Yeah.
So now it's not so scary.
Yeah, break that extra wall down. Yeah. I've had people come backstage, like kind of occasionally during a show, and they get confused. I don't know how, but they get confused. And yeah, there's a little bit of an edge out there because you have to laugh at that or make a joke or.
Oh.
There's another, you know, you think, well, this you can use this bathroom. I don't know why you would, but...
Right. Because this is weird. That would be weird if someone showed up in the backstage.
It's happened at the Siren at least twice while I've been there that someone's just sort of wandered back, have ignored the signs. And you're just like, well, this is it. I hope, you know.
Hi.
This is where it's where you keep all the jokes. You want to keep... You don't want to spoil the jokes.
Oh, it's like a little treasure chest.
It's
like,
kind
it's
of,
where
yeah.
the jokes live.
It's like, you don't want to see...
This is jokes only.
I mean,
it's like a door.
Yeah. Well, it's at our the third floor reunion show when if you look backstage, the props and costumes were just this. I mean, it looks without context, there was something really maddening going on back there. There was a lot of these elements that do not go together side by side: severed hands and a Kool-Aid man costume and
Kool-Aid and severed. Wow.
Yeah,
yes.
It all comes together.
And there's a sketch right there.
There were a couple sketches right there, yeah. So for $25, you get the VIP is you get to sit in the front two rows. You get a lovely cushion for your seat, and you get one free beer or wine.
That's nice.
Those always go very, very well. People like to have a cushion and
a beer.
And a beer. And that's fine. And I'm fine with that.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And the arrow toward the correct bathroom.
Well, yeah. We're going to make some signs, some bigger signs, because, you know... It gets a little.
Tony
a little
can only
hectic.
Take so much.
Tony is gonna. We're asking so much of Tony.
I know. I was like, we've seen it. We've seen it all. Now.
We've seen it. I do want to set him in a little space where people can come
box.
Up. Yeah.
It should be like a museum.
Yeah.
You know, like.
Yeah.
A museum.
Just Tony getting
like,
ready.
Just a little, you know, tiny stage with a glass box over top, like plexiglass, and it says "Do not touch."
Yeah.
Or like at the museum when you have a little thing and you can't lean over it.
Yeah.
You could look at Tony. if you stay proper distance. You could have a curator or, you know, like one of those guys who are at the museum like, no.
Or those little headphones with the things and you're just like, and just walk, you're just walking through Tony. Like Tony's thing.
Born blah 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 blah. Yeah. Blah 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 blah.
Exactly. Tony's putting on his face and, you know, brushing his hair back and putting
Tony's
on his little
costumes.
He'll do this. He'll do this for a while. That would be great. I wonder.
Yeah, you need an exhibit. Just a museum exhibit.
Poor Tony.
Yeah.
These are. It's going to be a heavy 6 weeks for Tony.
He's
being asked of a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Bless his heart.
Well, thank you so much for telling me and everybody all about it.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to see
you. Thank you. I can't wait to see you there.
Yeah.
Thanks
so
much.
I'll be there and I'll be. I'm going to have a beer.
I want you to have a beer.
I'm excited.
I'm going to get you have whatever you want.
Possible. You heard it here.